with terror attacks and police shootings dominating the headlines, the ongoing epidemic of gun violence has once again receded from the spotlight. But with far more lives lost in this country to firearms in the hands of civilians than either of those other categories, it's vital, vital to keep up the pressure for meaningful change. One ambitious attempt to do just that is taking form this Sunday as the Concert Across America to End Gun Violence. One sponsoring organization is Rabbis Against Gun Violence, and I am happy to welcome founder and chair Menachem Creditor to State of Belief Radio. Rabbi Creditor, thanks for being with us on this show.
Thanks for having me.
Please describe, if you would, the Concert Across America.
Well, the Concert Across America is an intentional gathering beyond borders, beyond any one genre of music or faith community, to bring together music to make a big difference in our cultural statements around gun violence. It's clear that we have more than one voice, more than one way of expressing ourselves, and yet we are all equally vulnerable to the ravages of gun violence. And so there are communities that are singing wordless melodies. There are communities lifting their voices in traditional prayers or in songs. And there are artists of all kinds joining together in more than 250 places of worship in America and concerts outside of houses of faith. I think it's a swelling up of a lot of hurt people lifting their voices in song and in mourning.
Rabbi, where did this idea originate?
Well, there were actually a number of different sponsoring organizations, and I think it was actually a grassroots attempt on the part of lots of organizations. You can look on the website, concertacrossamerica.org, to see how many people came together. And I got to say, having been part of organizing for quite some time, the point of origin is usually hard to pinpoint, but when it comes together in such a coherent way, I think, you know, as a person of faith, I would say that the origin point is God, and mm-hmm. we all heard it really differently.
Yeah. What are your expectations? How do you want to get to people through this concert that, for some reason, we've not been able to engage before now?
Well, I think it's possible and probable, and this is, you know, true for us who are on the forefront of this specific effort, to lose hope. I think it is really, really hard to see the ravages of gun violence, to see the different versions of it. In North Carolina and Tulsa, you know, this week and across the country, to see the rage when it comes to different forms of gun violence, be they mass attacks, be they urban gun violence, be they suicide. It is really hard to endure this kind of loss and tragedy and endless tragedy. And so from the concert, my real hope, my deepest expectation, is that we can support each other and gain momentum and gain hope. It is clear that there's a consensus in America about things like background checks mm-hmm. that the government has failed us on so far. But it is also clear from doing this work that we are just sad a lot because of all of these losses.
Mm-hmm.
To see the image of God erased time after time, it takes some singing to resurrect the faith within each of us and as a community of activists so that we can preserve life.
Tell us about your organization.
Sure. Rabbis Against Gun Violence is fairly new on the scene. There are a lot of rabbis who have been active but didn't gather together as rabbis. So we founded this group a little bit less than a year ago, and we have 1,100 faith activists around America, most of whom are rabbis, many of whom are Jewish leaders, who have contributed writings and sermons and been part of legislative lobbying. And we have been now part of a large coalition with groups like Moms Demand Action and Everytown and Faith United Against Gun Violence. We've connected with other Jewish organizations, but we are the only Jewish organization in America that is solely dedicated to ending gun violence.
How big a swath in Judaism do you have in your membership? Are there conservative Jews or Orthodox Jews or progressive Jews? What kind of mixture do you have?
Sure. I have to say it's a unifying group. I was blown away by the intensity of support, how quickly our traction grew, both in Facebook groups and email lists and in gatherings and teachings. We put out a book with 52 voices from different parts of the Jewish world and a few outside of the Jewish world. The book is called Not by Might. And we have, I'm a conservative rabbi, and we have Renewal, Reconstructionist, Conservative, Orthodox, Independent, and Unaffiliated. It seems to me that it would be hard to say anything other than words of Kaddish, words of mourning, words of protest, words of life from within Jewish tradition. And so I don't see a stream of Judaism that would oppose our message, even if we have nuanced visions of how to activate the idea of ending gun violence.
Mm-hmm. Do I understand correctly that you formed the organization?
I did. The earliest version of the group didn't have the title Rabbis Against Gun Violence. It was a different, more ad hoc group that formed after the Sandy Hook massacre, where I was invited to lead a Jewish delegation as part of an interfaith delegation connected with the PICO network to the White House. We met with the staff of the vice president and delivered a statement to heal America from the ravages of gun violence. That group remained fairly small, and then as time went on, we gained more and more people. And then around the time of President Obama's town hall, earlier in the spring last year, we renamed the group Rabbis Against Gun Violence, and I recruited a few different members and friends to be on the executive leadership team and to be a co-chair. So now we have representation nationwide. And we went from a group of 50 about a year ago to a group of a little bit more than 1,100 now.
Do you welcome into your organization people who are not Jewish or maybe people who are not even oriented toward religion?
Yes, of course. Of course. Look, my general worldview is even if you don't use the word God to describe your soul, I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't need us to agree for me to see God's image in your eyes.
Hmm.
And so this work that we do is not Jews for Jews. This work that we do is wielding and leveraging the power of Jewish tradition and faith in general to preserve everyone's life. So we would, I think, be doing a disservice to our own mandate if we limited our membership.
How do you promote your agenda?
Every way we can. I think we are all trying to figure out how in this media landscape that is blinding and deafening with ignorance and with a news cycle that feeds itself, and then with the intransience of even progressive leaders on issues of gun violence, I think it's hard to figure out how to penetrate the consciousness of America. So what I would say is we sing and we pray and we march and we talk and we weep and we certainly use technology. So social media and organizing is certainly a part of this. The national coordinator for Rabbis Against Gun Violence, a dear friend and teacher of mine, Arlene Sofer, has written articles and has been very active, as have I. So one of the ways that we do it is by just being rabbis, being the faith leaders that we are, emphatically dedicated to the task. And each of us has a different encampment. So I have a community here in California of about 400 families, and I have a social media presence which is larger than that. And so I think we are just trying to find the best way to communicate with all the passion we can, and also trying to find a listening ear to those who disagree so we can find a way forward together.
Menachem, how can listeners learn more about the concert as well as about Rabbis Against Gun Violence?
Sure. Thank you for asking. One of the ways I would suggest people find out more is to visit rabbisagainstgunviolence.org, where there are links to all of the work that we do, including our connection with the concert. The concert's website is called concertacrossamerica.org, and you can find out more there. One of our partners that has really spearheaded the work is Faiths United, so that's faithsunited.org. So those three websites are great, and on Facebook you can find the Rabbis Against Gun Violence webpage, we have some information that we share there as well.
You know, I think I'm not speaking for just myself, because I've heard implicit in so much of what you've said already. There are many of us passionate for a long time about trying to get this matter of gun regulation under control. And we, I think our hopes rise and fall. I could not help but think about the context in which we're doing the interview today, and we're seeing this past week in our nation again the use of guns in a very uncivil and deadly way that hurts a lot of people. What keeps you going? What is it that gets you up in the morning to do this again when we find so many disappointments and losses?
Yeah, I think that's the big question. I wake up very grateful for my children, and I wake up very afraid for the world in which my children live. And I see all of these passionate people, despite the horrors on our streets, the blood that literally is crying up from the ground. And I look at my community, people who affirm life and are dedicated to living a life of faith outside the boundary of our sanctuary. I take hope in each other. I take hope in the work that you're doing, amplifying the work that we're doing. There is so much good to do that I wake up, and I know that it's actually not a choice I'm allowed to make. I don't wake up wondering if I'm going to do this work. I wake up knowing this is the work I was called to do. Mm-hmm. And in moments when I'm weary, I turn to people I love and who love me. And we cry a lot, and we hold each other, and we get strong again, and then we get back to work.
Hmm. Rabbi Menachem Creditor is founder and chair of Rabbis Against Gun Violence. The organization is one of the sponsors of this Sunday's Concert Across America to End Gun Violence. Rabbi Creditor, I really am so grateful for what you're doing. I love your attitude about it and your devotion to it. And I really appreciate you being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you've heard something on this week's show, as I have, it's something that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. The community that's grown around State of Belief Radio is active all week long online. You can be a part of that. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.